Just one quick halakha that Acham ben Sion brings down in the Olet Zion Chelek Gimal, Perek Yutet Halakha Gimal. The rabbi's question over here is it permissible to invite a Mehalel Shabbat to have Seudat Yom Tov? I mean, Sukkot, you want to invite a Mehalel Shabbat, he's going to drive. Can you have him at your Seudat Yom Tov meal? So Acham ben Sion quotes Shulchan Aruch and Siman Taf Kuf Yud Bet Saif Aleph, where Maran says, well, you're allowed to cook on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to cook for the purpose of kutim. Let's say it is a kuti. A kuti, let's say, is a false convert. So he's really a goy. So Maran is telling you, you're not allowed to cook for them. Well, the Torah allows you to cook for yourself, for Jews, but not for goyim. So Maran then writes, Tefichach asud azmino. Therefore, you cannot invite them. Why? Shema yerbe bishvilo. Because we're concerned, once you invite them, then you're going to have to feed them. You might cook for them, but you shouldn't have them. So the Mishnah Berurah writes that a mumar for Hilul Shabbat b'Farhisya is as the status of a goy. Which means not only an actual goy, but someone's mehalil Shabbat in public that has disregard for Shabbat, flagrant transgression of Shabbat, he's a deen of a goy, and therefore the chavra, the same deen would apply. You can't cook for him, and you can't invite him over, because maybe you're going to end up putting up some more food for him. So that's the answer that Acham ben Sion says. However, he does make a hiluk that there's some people that have a status of tinok shenishbu, which means they really have no idea what Yom Tov is. It's not like they went to the yeshiva and they learned and they just don't care. They were brought up in a society that was bereft of any religious education, and now they have no idea. So then he says, on the contrary, there would be a mitzvah to invite them over, to expose them, to show them, to give them a feeling, even though the chaura, they're going to come to the seuda, but then already have a mission of a kiruv. So therefore, the halakha l'maaseh, the answer to the question really is, it depends. If you're telling us over here that these people are, they know what the Torah is, and they're mimizid, going against the Torah, then for sure you cannot invite them over. Even if they're going to walk l'chaura, the problem over here is that you might make more food for them. That's the issue over here. You might cook for them. You can't cook for a mumar lechilul Shabbat. However, if they are tinok shenishbu, which means they have really no education, and therefore it's an idea of chinuch to teach them, so Acham ben Sion that is lenient.